Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Ozarks today, northwest Arkansas. If you haven't been there in 20 years, you wouldn't recognize it. It isn't just rural mountains and fishing cabins anymore. It is one of the biggest corporate power centers on Earth. We are profiling the congressman for Arkansas, 3rd District, Republican Steve Womack.
Steve Womack is the perfect representative for this district because he embodies its transformation. He started as the mayor of Rogers, Arkansas, back when it was just starting to boom. He served as mayor for 12 years, managing the explosive growth that came with Walmart's expansion. But before he was mayor, and during his time as mayor, he was something else, a soldier. He spent over 30 years in the Arkansas Army National Guard, retiring as a colonel. He was actually deployed to the Sinai Peninsula right after 9/11 to command a battalion. That military background isn't just a line on his resume. It defines his entire personality.
He really does carry himself like a colonel. In a House of Representatives that is often, let's say, undisciplined, Womack is the guy who irons his shirts and follows the rules. He is an institutionalist. In fact, he is so trusted that the leadership often asks him to preside over the House floor during the most chaotic debates. You know, when people are screaming and breaking decorum, they put Womack in the chair with the gavel because he has that command voice. He can stare down a rowdy backbencher and make them sit down. He is the adult in the room.
And he needs that authority because he holds one of the most powerful positions in Congress. He is what they call a cardinal.
We should explain that term. It sounds religious, but in D.C., a cardinal is a nickname for the chair of an appropriations subcommittee. There are only 12 of them. They are the people who actually write the checks. Womack is the cardinal for the Transportation and Housing Subcommittee, or THUD, as they call it. This means he controls the budget for the Department of Transportation and HUD. Every bridge, every highway grant, every airport improvement, it all goes through his subcommittee. For a guy from a district that is growing as fast as his, that is the golden ticket.
It really is. Let's talk about that district, the Walmart district. It is fascinating. You have Bentonville, which is the global headquarters of Walmart. You have Springdale, which is the home of Tyson Foods. And you have Lowell, the home of J.B. Hunt Trucking. They call this area Vendorville. Because if you want to sell your product at Walmart, whether you are Coca-Cola or Sony or a startup selling soap, you basically have to open an office in Northwest Arkansas. So you have this incredible concentration of corporate executives, supply chain experts, and vendors living in the Ozarks. It creates a very specific political culture. They are conservative, yes, but they are corporate conservatives. They care about free trade, low taxes, and infrastructure. They do not like chaos. They do not like government shutdowns.
And Womack is their voice on that. He hates shutdowns. He fights constantly with the Freedom Caucus over this. He argues that you cannot run a Fortune 500 company, and you certainly can't run the U.S. military on a continuing resolution. He says it destroys readiness. During the speaker fights in 2023, he was one of the most vocal critics of the dysfunction. He famously told a reporter, "We look like a bunch of idiots." He doesn't sugarcoat it. He believes the job of Congress is to pass a budget, not to get likes on Twitter.
He is also deeply involved with the next generation of military leaders. He is the chairman of the Board of Visitors at West Point.
That is a huge honor. It's essentially the board of directors for the U.S. Military Academy. Womack takes it very seriously. He visits West Point regularly to oversee the curriculum and the training. He is worried about the recruitment crisis in the military, and he wants to make sure that the officers coming out of West Point are ready for modern warfare. It connects back to his time as a colonel. He wants to make sure the lieutenants of today are better than he was 30 years ago.
We also have to mention the University of Arkansas, the Razorbacks.
Whoopig suey. Fayetteville is the heart of the district. Womack is a massive supporter of the university, but specifically on the research side. Because of Tyson Foods, the University of Arkansas is a world leader in poultry science and agriculture. Womack uses his appropriation seat to funnel research grants there. He wants the university to be the R&D lab for the entire food industry. He also pushes for logistics research because of J.B. Hunt and Walmart. He sees the university as the engine that keeps Vendorville running.
So you have the colonel who controls the infrastructure budget, the mayor who managed the Walmart boom, And the institutionalist, trying to keep Congress from imploding.
He is the guy making sure the roads are paved and the bills are paid.
That is Steve Womack.
That is our profile for Arkansas, third. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.